morning and a happy Friday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
We are fond of Fridays. Rightly so. Let's find out what makes this one extra special. For the 14th day of the 11th month of 2025. 318 into this thing, 47 left to go. Oh, so much left to do. We got less than 2 weeks now. Perhaps sound the alarm. That sounds more triumphant, but still, I like your spirit. 13 days until Thanksgiving. All righty. 41 left until Christmas. I did not know going into this one today that today is National Pickle Day. And, of course, yesterday,
pickle.
Coming off the week-long saga that has been the mother-in-law pickleball, it really kicked it off, and then the suggested pickle yesterday for Will It Flow. Look at that. Today, National Pickle Day.
I'm wondering if y'all doctored that pickle up or something. That ain't right.
It could be a conspiracy. It's National Spicy Guacamole Day. National Seatbelt Day. Operating Room Nurse Day. Very nice. Also, wear your seatbelt so you don't have to go celebrate the the pickle song still playing. Stop that. National American Teddy Bear Day. American Teddy Bear Day. Okay.
America.
Loosen Up Day. Oh, it's Loosen Up Lighten Up Day. Well, all right. National Gray-Haired Grumpy Old Man Day.
Ken Buckner.
I'm not even 50. We've established that this week. Okay, stop it. And National Family Pajama Day. So celebrate at a workplace near you. And, of course, the friendly reminder to save the month, which, by the way, Monday morning, 7:47. Might have some news on that. Well, you know that one. But anyway, Heather will be back for that, and we'll have fun. On this date in history, things happened such as, literarily, 1851, Herman Melville's novel, Moby Dick, was published. There she blows. We got a lot of music stuff on this date back in 1983. Michael Jackson's 14-minute film, Thriller, debuts in Los Angeles, and then soon it would go on MTV. Vincent Price's voice. It took it by storm, guys. It's weird that it happened right before Thanksgiving, though. On this date in 1987, more musical fun. Number one, the soundtrack to Dirty Dancing. And now, to the left! I love what we do here at Hank FM, but I would like to mix that in to the playlist. 1992. Also musically, this actually came up. The Heights, How Do You Talk to an Angel? 92, number one. This was one of the few, along with Waylon's theme to the Dukes of Hazzard, theme songs to a TV show that ever hit number one. Yeah. And now you know. Crayola on this date in 1995 replaced its food-scented crayons with non-scented because guess why? Kids were eating them. And we all know who that kid was in class. And you still remember their name. 98, Rodman marries Carmen Electra. That was weird. Musically, 2015, we got to know Adele. That's how we got to know. People magazine named Blake Shelton in 2017 the sexiest man alive. And it was a mere year ago that the whole thing started between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Remember this lovely Netflix event that happened right over here in our backyard? They had the weigh-in a year ago. And then we all bought it. Line and sinker.
Hello.
Hi, birthday cakes. We have Travis Barker, 50, a Blink 182. Chick Gaines, Magnolia Way, 51 today. Josh Duhamel. Everybody says it differently. 53. Run from Run DMC is 61.
No. You're in trouble, dumb.
No, it's just run.
Better run, run.
Let's see. Condoleezza Rice is 71. Yanni is 71. He kept PBS alive for a while, all those shows. King Charles III. It's a royal 77 today. We might call him. We do have hotline action. Tomorrow, Chad Kroeger of Nickelback is 51. Not playing it. Beverly D'Angelo of Christmas Vacation and the like, 74. Greatness, Sam Waterston, actor, 85. Pete Davidson's 32 on Sunday. Maggie Gyllenhaal is 48. And Mark Helgenberger, I just like the name, is 67. CSI. That's a whole weekend right there. Also, shout out to my Aunt Judy. She got a birthday. There you go. We say hello to this for a weekend.
Hello.
Coming up next.
Waking up the Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee.